Joe Biden agrees to interview with Lester Holt after NBC runs segment saying he definitely has Parkinson's. By Hannah Knudsen on July 10, 2024. President Joe Biden is slated to participate in a one-on-one interview with NBC's Lester Holt. As the 81-year-old continues to stand defiantly in his decision to remain in the presidential race, despite the pleas of some very well-known Democrats. NBC's Monica Alba announced the upcoming interview. Writing on X, breaking, at News anchor Lester Holt will sit down with President Biden for an exclusive one-on-one interview on Monday in Austin, Texas. The entire interview is expected to air during a primetime special at 9 p.m. Eastern that same day. Just days before the announcement, the outlet's streaming channel, NBC News Now, ran an unhinged segment where a guest claimed Biden definitely has Parkinson's disease. NBC gave Dr. Tom Pitts, a neurologist who has never examined or assessed the president in person, over 6 minutes to diagnose Biden based only on video clips. The upcoming interview comes as Biden wards off the concerns of Democrats following his poor debate performance, which showcased Biden oftentimes looking confused, freezing up, mumbling, and repeating thoroughly debunked talking points. Related, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. Despite initial reactions, Biden has made it clear to congressional Democrats that he does not intend to step aside, writing in a letter this week that, the Democratic Party have voted. They have chosen me to be the nominee of the party. Do we now just say this process didn't matter? Biden asked. The voters don't have a say? I decline to do that, he continued, adding. I feel a deep obligation to the faith and the trust the voters of the Democratic Party have placed in me to run this year. It was their decision to make. Not the press, not the pundits, not the big donors. Not any selected group of individuals, no matter how well-intentioned. The voters, and the voters alone, decide the nominee of the Democratic Party. How can we stand for democracy in our nation if we ignore it in our own party? Biden posed. I cannot do that. I will not do that. Surely the issue will come up during the interview, as voters have yet to see solid cohesion in the Democrat Party. While some Democrats are standing behind Biden, others are walking the line, and some are still outright calling on the 81-year-old to drop out of the race. This is the second interview Biden will have completed post-debate, the first of which occurred with ABC News's George Stephanopoulos.